Tantor Audio presents One Potion in the Grave by Heather Blake, narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. Chapter 1. My nerves rocketed to high alert the moment the woman glided into my shop, her eyes masked by a large pair of black designer sunglasses, a gauzy scarf draped theatrically over sleek blonde hair, and then loosely wound around her neck. She looked very Jackie O, and in Hitching Post, Alabama, the official wedding capital of the South, people like Jackie O stood out like peacocks among sparrows. Despite our wedding flair, we were casual folks. Her peacockiness didn't explain the jumpy nerves. That happened only when danger was near. My witchy senses, labeled so by my best friend Ainsley when we were teenagers, were at work. The customer didn't look all that dangerous, but I'd been fooled by people before. Lesson learned. However, I also had to keep in mind that the danger I felt might not be coming directly from her. It could just be associated with her. My witchy senses weren't finely honed, so I couldn't tell which it was. All I knew was that this woman meant trouble to me. Polly, one of my two cats, lumbered over to greet the customer and assess whether the elegant newcomer had any hidden treats lurking beneath the flowing designer caftan that swished dramatically around her thin body. Polly was forever starving to death, as his 25-pound frame could attest. Rolly, my other, much lighter cat, stayed curled up on the counter.